Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. And you know, we've just started a series last week on changes that our children will be going through as they enter into the teenage years and that fun time called puberty. So if you missed that, go on out to pebblesoftruth.com and take a listen. So Bruce, last week you introduced us to the seven key transitions of this age group.
Mm-hmm.
And if I recall correctly, the first key change involves the physical changes that occur in our kids during this time.
I'm impressed, Cap. I mean, one of the characteristics of my age group is forgetfulness.
Well, see, that proves, Bruce. I listen to our radio show all the time.
Good, good. And you're right. And probably the most obvious and traumatic changes that takes place during this time in our kids' lives revolve around those changes that take place to the body as our little boys and girls grow into young men and women.
Yes, I remember those days. Those growth spurts, mm-hmm. and hair in new places, mm-hmm. voice cracks. And some kids grew faster than others, yep. making us tremendously self-conscious.
And that's some of the stuff for guys. And the girls begin to take on that hourglass figure, and their cycle of life begins.
And all that oily skin.
Yeah. That just about covers all the physical changes there. And we as parents need to be aware that this is happening in the lives of our kids because they're going to be extremely vulnerable right now. They're going to notice all these little differences that are taking place between them and their friends and other kids in the class, and they're going to see how tall they are, how short they are, whether they're developing facial hair or not, and their self-images are going to become very, very fragile. And research tells us, though, that the early-blooming guys and the late-blooming girls are going to adjust a little better than the late-blooming guys and early-blooming girls.
But why is that?
Well, because guys that seem to be much more manly or are bigger in their muscle development tend to get some positive attention, and the late-blooming girls seem to not be able to attract the unwanted attention from boys that the early blooming girls get, and which raises some important aspects of this change as well, that as our children's bodies are preparing to reproduce, they're going to have adult bodies with some of those childhood moral reasoning capabilities.
So what you're saying is that we as parents should have that important talk with our kids before this.
Yeah, that's a great insight, Cap. We need to prepare them before these physical changes even hit. We need to be teaching our children the facts of life before they even enter puberty. And I know that you used a helpful resource to do that. Why don't you just take a minute and share that with our listeners?
Sure. Well, we've used the Family Life's Ministries, their Passport to Purity course. And, mm-hmm. You know, Bruce, we felt that our time with our kids went very well, covered a lot of good material. And of course, the important part was that it gave us as parents very helpful tools to sharing some of these changes that are occurring in their bodies. It gave us an opportunity to share that with our kids.
Well, that's good. And I know that you had a positive experience and glad to pass that on, the Passport of Purity by Family Life. And, you know, there's some implications for these changes that take place now for us as parents, and we need to be careful. And, you know, I like humor, and I needed to resist making any humorous references to our kids' changing bodies, you know, that their knuckles might be dragging or that their growth spurt or, you know, they missed a spot shaving their two hairs or something like that. And we need to jump in and help them understand that there are no perfect bodies, and we need to make sure we're explaining what's happening to them and that God has created us to grow and mature in this fashion. And dads, we need to sit down and talk to our boys about how to treat a woman, and you moms need to be talking to your daughters about how to behave around these new emerging young men and being flirtatious and understanding all the ramifications of the new body that they're getting. But most of all, we need to love them unconditionally. Love our kids. Even when he's the smallest guy in the band or she's the tallest girl on the team, it's okay. We got to be loving them.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And I know that we are not only scratching the surface on these shows. So again, I want to reiterate to our listeners that we're going to be presenting this entire workshop entitled What's Happening to My Teen on Saturday, October 31st from 9 to 12 p.m. And if you want to visit our website, pebblesoftruth.com, you should be able to get some more information there and to be able to register as well. Well, what are we talking about next week, Bruce?
Well, we're going to be looking at the social changes that take place, the growing power of friends over the thought processes of our children and the influence of peer pressure. And be sure to join us. And until next time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.